Hey everyone, and welcome back. You guys are sending some really interesting stuff lately, and this next one is no exception. We're diving into a research paper called Generative Machine Learning Systems: The Next Challenge of Digital Light Meeting Vexels.
A mouthful, right?
Definitely. But it's about something we hear about constantly these days: GMLS. Those systems like ChatGPT that seem to be popping up everywhere. They can create text, images, you name it. So we'll break down how they work, what kind of impact they might have, and why it's so important to wrap your head around them if you want to stay ahead of the curve. Speaking of ChatGPT, it feels like it's absolutely exploded online. What's the big deal with this one?
Well, the paper actually compares the launch of ChatGPT to something we're all familiar with, the release of the first iPhone.
I remember that.
Everyone wanted one. It was all anyone could talk about. But the thing is, the iPhone wasn't really doing anything new. It was more like it took what cell phones could already do, but packaged it in a way that was suddenly incredibly user-friendly. And ChatGPT, kind of the same story.
Okay, so like, I remember those first clunky cell phones, and I definitely wouldn't want to go back.
Exactly. But this is where it gets interesting. The paper talks about product knowledge versus concept knowledge. Knowing how to use ChatGPT, that's one thing, that's product knowledge. But understanding the concept of GMLS, that's what's going to help you see where things might go next.
So it's like, yeah, I can use my smartphone, but understanding the tech behind it is what would let me maybe predict the next big thing.
Exactly. And to really understand GMLS, we got to talk about how they tick. The paper uses this interesting example. Imagine a university. They're trying to predict which students might drop out.
They probably have tons of data on their students.
Right. Grades, attendance, maybe even what clubs they're in. Now, one way to do it is you create a system based on what the experts say. Humans set the rules. Like, if a student misses this many classes and their grades drop below this, that's a red flag. That's what we call a rule-based system.
So, like programming a computer with those if this, then that statements.
Exactly. But now imagine instead of humans setting those rules, they feed all that data into a machine learning system. The system crunches the numbers and it starts to pick up on patterns all on its own to predict who might drop out. That's a data-driven system.
So it's kind of like a super-powered search engine in a way. Both GMLS and those search engines, they use massive amounts of data. But instead of just finding info, the GMLS take it a step further. They generate new content based on those patterns they're finding.
That's a great way to put it. But here's the thing. In reality, most systems, they're a mix of both. Even GMLS have some level of those human-programmed rules, which is why that whole artificial intelligence thing can be misleading.
Because it makes it sound like the machines are learning totally on their own when it's not really like that.
Exactly. It's more about what these systems can do, not whether they can think like us. And it gets really interesting because GMLS, they're not limited to just text.
Wait, they can do more than just write like ChatGPT?
Oh, yeah. If it can learn patterns in text, it can learn patterns in anything. Images, music, even scientific data. Imagine you're putting together a presentation for work, and you just tell your computer what you need, and it generates the whole thing.
Okay, that would be a game changer.
Talk about a productivity boost. And we're not talking about some distant future here. Just like spell check is just a basic thing now, these GMLS capabilities are being woven into everyday software. You could be writing an email, and the system not only fixes your typos, but suggests entire paragraphs based on what you've sent before.
Wow. Okay, this is definitely bigger than just some tech news. This is about to change everything.
And we're just getting started. What's really fascinating is how quickly ChatGPT took off, faster than Facebook, faster than Netflix, anything. This rapid adoption, it makes it incredibly difficult to predict the long-term consequences.
It's like we're trying to wrap our heads around the internet before we even knew what a website was.
Exactly. And just like the internet brought up concerns about privacy, misinformation, GMLS are walking us right into similar, actually even bigger challenges. And this research paper does a fantastic job of laying out some of those potential pitfalls.
And one of the biggest ones has to be the impact on jobs. If GMLS can automate so many tasks, are we all headed for a future of mass unemployment?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some experts, they think GMLS will definitely lead to job displacement, no question. But then others argue that it'll just shift what kind of jobs are in demand, requiring everyone to adapt and learn new skills. It's still too early to say for sure, but it's definitely something to keep in mind.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a lot to process.
Yeah.
Honestly, a little overwhelming.
You and me both. And speaking of overwhelming, let's talk about information overload for a second. If GMLS can create content at this level, imagine the sheer volume of information that's going to be out there. How are we going to filter through it all? How will we know what's true and what's not?
And what about all the fake news?
Mm-hmm.
It's already tough enough to figure out what's real online. But if these systems can create images, videos, even write like a specific person, forget about it.
You hit on a crucial point. This paper also gets into the technical side of GMLS, especially the different levels of understanding this tech. They break it down into concept, product, and version, and they really hammer home that understanding that concept, like we are now, is key.
Makes sense. It's like knowing how to drive a car versus understanding how the engine actually works.
Exactly. And speaking of understanding how things work, the paper also introduces this fascinating concept of light Midian vexels.
I am not even going to try that one.
It's a mouthful. I know. It's German, and basically it means change of leading media.
Like how we went from newspapers to radio to TV to the internet.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And the paper argues that GMLS, they might just be the next big shift in how we consume and interact with information. But we'll dig into that more in the next part of our deep dive.
So last time, we were diving into this whole light Midian vexels thing. It's a lot to wrap your head around, but it points to something really fundamental about how GMLS could change, well, everything.
Right. It's not just a new gadget. It's potentially a whole new way of understanding the world.
Exactly. We've had these seismic shifts throughout history, the printing press, the internet, and each one completely reshaped how we talk to each other, how we learn, even how we think.
And this research paper, it's saying that GMLS, they have that same potential. It's not just an upgrade, it's a whole paradigm shift.
And you mentioned last time, it's not even just about the technology itself, but how it changes the whole landscape of information.
Exactly. It's like, think about the printing press. Suddenly, knowledge wasn't just for a select few. It could be mass-produced. You got newspapers, books, literacy explodes. But you also get propaganda. You get the spreading of misinformation on a scale never seen before.
So each new leading media, it comes with amazing potential, but also a whole new set of challenges we got to figure out.
Exactly. And the paper argues that GMLS are especially fascinating because it's not just about how we access information anymore, but how we create it.
That's a really good point. It's one thing to have more books available. It's a whole other level to be able to potentially generate any kind of content you can imagine.
And that's where you get both the immense potential and the very real concerns. And this paper, it doesn't shy away from either side of that.
And we've talked about some of the bigger societal implications. What about GMLS and education specifically? Seems like that's another area ripe for disruption.
Absolutely. And remember, we were talking about that difference between product knowledge and concept knowledge. That's even more critical in education.
So it's not enough to just teach kids how to use the latest tool, like ChatGPT. Gotta go deeper than that.
Exactly. If they don't get those underlying concepts, then they're stuck just using these tools the way they exist now. They're not going to be the ones imagining new possibilities.
And they might be more likely to fall for the downsides, right? Like biases in the information or just not being able to tell what's accurate or not.
That's it. We need to make sure students have those critical thinking skills so they can not only use GMLS, but actually question them, evaluate the output, know how to use these things responsibly.
So it's almost like media literacy, but amped up for this whole new level of information creation.
I think that's a great comparison. And the paper really digs into this, suggesting GMLS will change education in three major ways.
Okay, hit me with them.
First, as a topic of study in itself. Second, as a tool for learning. And third, a force shaping the very future of education itself.
Okay, let's break those down. Starting with GMLS as a topic of study.
Yeah.
What does that even look like?
Well, for one, it means going beyond just here's how to use ChatGPT. It means teaching about the technology underneath, the ethical stuff, the potential societal impacts, the whole picture.
So not just the how-to, but the why and the what-if, right?
Exactly. And this is where that whole light Midian vessels idea comes back in. If this is a major shift in how we deal with information, then understanding GMLS, it's not just a tech thing. It's crucial for navigating, well, life.
Like back in the day, if you couldn't read, you were kind of shut out of all these new ideas. Now it's going to be if you don't get GMLS.
That's a perfect analogy. Just like learning to read and write became essential. Maybe learning about GMLS, learning how to use them critically, that'll be just as important for kids growing up now.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, so point two, GMLS as a tool for learning. What's the paper say about that?
This is where it gets really exciting. Imagine students have AI tutors that give personalized feedback 24/7. Things that instantly translate languages, tools that can generate different kinds of content to match how each kid learns best.
Okay, that does sound amazing. But also, maybe a little scary. How do we make sure students are actually learning, not just letting the GML do all the work?
Ah, the million-dollar question.
It's like giving everyone a calculator before they understand math. Yeah, they get the answer, but do they get the concept?
Exactly. That's why the paper stresses that how we teach, our whole pedagogy, has to change in the age of GMLS.
So it's not just about fitting new tools into old classrooms. It's got to be about reimagining what teaching and learning even look like when you've got GMLS in the mix.
Precisely. The paper talks about focusing on the skills machines aren't good at. Critical thinking, creativity, problem-solving, collaboration, the uniquely human stuff.
The stuff that needs that deep concept knowledge we were talking about.
Absolutely. And it raises a huge question. How do we keep students motivated to learn these skills when, frankly, the machine can often do a good enough job much faster?
That is a tough one. How do you make critical thinking seem exciting when you've got this thing that can spit out a seemingly right answer in 2 seconds?
It's a real challenge, but it forces us to rethink education at a fundamental level. It's not about rote memorization anymore. It's about learning how to learn, how to adapt to new information, how to be creative and solve problems in a world that's changing faster all the time.
And maybe, in a way, that's a more human way to learn.
Perhaps, because even with all this tech, there are some things machines just don't do. Empathy, compassion, our ability to really connect with each other.
Those are the things that make us human, and no matter how fancy the tech gets, we're still the ones who need to use it wisely. Okay, I'm really feeling the need to rethink education now. But you mentioned a third way GMLs could impact things, and I'm almost scared to ask, but what's that third way?
We've talked about GMLS as a subject to learn about, as a tool to learn with, but the third one is GMLS as this force that's reshaping the very future of education itself. It's huge.
So not just adding a GMLS 101 class to the curriculum, but something much bigger.
Exactly. This goes back to light Medienwechsels. Like, the printing press didn't just bring new books, it led to universities, to mass education systems. GMLS could be that level of change.
Wow. So education could become more personalized, more accessible, maybe even fairer for everyone.
Potentially. But the paper doesn't sugarcoat it. It also talks about how GMLS could actually make inequality in education worse.
Right, because tech itself isn't good or bad. It's all about how we use it.
And if some students have way more access to GMLS, or they're just better equipped to use them, it's like the achievement gap on steroids.
It's like giving one kid a top-of-the-line computer while another kid doesn't even have internet at home. Doesn't matter how great the tech is, it's not a level playing field.
Exactly. So it's not enough to just hand out the technology. We need to make sure every student has the digital literacy skills, the support, everything they need to actually use it well.
And those critical thinking skills, like we said before, to not just be a user, but to really be in control of how they're using GMLS.
Absolutely. It always comes back to that concept knowledge. If we want kids to thrive in a world swimming in GMLS, they got to get how this stuff works, what it's good at, what it's bad at, the whole context.
So they're not just being shaped by this technology, but they can actually help shape the technology itself.
That's the goal. Because the choices we're making right now, how we're integrating GMLS into schools, that's going to have ripple effects for decades.
It's a lot to consider, but man, the possibilities are incredible, right? Like, we could be on the verge of something truly transformative.
We could be, and that's what makes this conversation so important. This isn't fate. It's not predetermined. The future of GMLS, it's something we're all creating right now by the choices we make.
Wow, so we've covered a ton of ground on these GMLs. I mean, we've gone from how they actually work to how they could change jobs, education, everything.
It's a lot. And honestly, this research paper has been so helpful. It really cuts through all the noise and gets to the heart of what we should actually be paying attention to.
I know, right? It's easy to get caught up in the headlines like, oh, ChatGPT wrote a hit song. But this paper pushes us to think bigger, think deeper about the implications.
It's not just about being wowed by the tech. It's about asking those so what questions. How's this going to affect my life, my job, my kids?
Exactly. And it's not like this paper pretends to have all the answers. It's more like it gives us better questions to ask.
And I think that's actually what we need more of. Because the truth is, nobody knows for sure what a GMLS world will really look like.
True. And sometimes it feels like it's already here, but it's also still being figured out as we go.
Exactly. This isn't some done deal. The future of this tech, it's not some inevitable thing. It's being shaped right now by the decisions people are making, the conversations we're having.
By us talking about it, even. So this paper is kind of giving us the tools to get involved in how this all plays out.
I think so, yeah. And it's not about being scared of GMLS. It's about understanding their power.
Yeah.
Knowing where things could go wrong, but also where they could go right. It's about being thoughtful, not fearful.
Right. Like, where do we draw the line? Mm-hmm. What are we personally okay with, not okay with? Those are questions everyone's going to have to answer.
And not just as individuals, but as a society. How do we use these systems in a way that benefits everyone?
So, big takeaway for everyone listening. This isn't just some sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
This is about us. This tech is affecting our lives now, and it's up to all of us to engage with it. So if you had to pick one thing you hope our listeners walk away with from all of this, what would it be?
Honestly, GMLS, they're tools. Powerful ones, sure. But just like any tool, they can be used in a million ways. And it's up to us, each of us, to decide how we use them. And that starts with understanding what we're dealing with.
Being informed is step one, always. Well, on that note, I want to say huge thanks to everyone tuning in for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time for another look at the big ideas shaping our world.